You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
Well, welcome back to Classic Business with myself, Kirby Lakranji, co-founder of Rexulam Invest, and standing in for Michael Avery this evening. It's no wonder that most medium-sized companies are losing up to 105 days a year due to staff calling in sick because of the common cold or flu. Since the majority of South Africans seems to be ill-prepared for the health challenges that the winter typically brings. Honoree Blackmore is the antimicrobial manager for Pharmadynamics. That's a lot of time off work, Honoree.
Hi, yes, that is actually, it is a lot of time to miss, and it's certainly well above the accepted standards.
Honoree, what can be done to stem something like this?
Well, mostly, I think if we look at the online survey that we did, people are very unaware of what they can do to prevent getting sick. And a lot of it has to do, especially with colds and flu, really has to do with supporting own immunity. So eating healthy, eating enough fresh fruit and vegetables, getting enough sleep, practicing proper hygiene is extremely important, washing your hands, how you sneeze. You know, I think we all grew up with this beautiful behavior of sneezing into your hand, but actually then you spread the germs into your hand. You should ideally rather sneeze into a tissue or sneeze into your elbow. And also just dealing with stress, and, you know, because these are all things that affect our immunity.
So much of the answer around this is really multifaceted. It's as you say, it's sleeping well, it's eating well, it could even have to do with the way in which one sneezes at the end of the day. How realistic is this for South Africans? I mean, how do you educate South Africans to do all of these things?
I think talking about it goes a long way, because these are not difficult things to change. It's really just a case of understanding the value of it. I think often if we look in health, people don't change their behavior because they either don't think that they're going to get sick, or they don't really believe that a small change can have a big impact in their wellness. And to just really talk about it and raise that awareness, these are not difficult changes to make. These are quite simple little things that can really improve the incidence of cold and flu.
I mean, I'm looking at your research now. As far as stocking up the medicine cabinet goes, 61% won't be buying any colds and flu medication to keep handy in case of an emergency, and less than 4% will be cleaning humidifiers and checking whether other equipment such as thermometers are still in good working condition. Why are we this apathetic?
I think it's a case of people just thinking, I'll be fine, I won't get sick. And, you know, although we don't recommend as a rule that people stock up piles of medicine, some basic symptomatic treatment for cold and flu, I think, is important in winter, because typically these things strike in the middle of the night, and to then have to go out in the cold trying to find an open pharmacy is certainly not the way you want to deal with it, especially if you've got young kids and, you know, they get a fever. And also, like cleaning a humidifier, again, I think it's probably not being aware of how these germs can grow in that warm, moist environment, and how important it is to keep it clean.
Honoree, are we not talking just about a human race issue here? We generally don't prioritize our health. I mean, yes, there are a limited amount of us that go to gym, that eat healthy and so on, but nobody actually teaches us to do many of these things. That surely must be the reason why people eat wrong and eat things that are wrong for them. And this is just symptomatic of that as well. Is this not a human race problem?
Yes, I do think it's this issue of people not believing that they can be, that it's going to affect them. Everyone else should be worrying about that. I'll be fine. And I also think people don't understand, or until you believe that the threat of changing your behavior is less significant than the threat of what can happen if you don't, you aren't likely to change your behavior.
That's a wonderful way to end it. Honoree Blackmore, antimicrobial manager for Pharmadynamics. Well, Son Mohammed is in the Jazz Lounge for you in Cape Town, and Gauteng, Caroline Steyn, has an hour of winding down. Thanks for tuning into Classic Business Show, which was brought to you by Altron, technology partners in your digital transformation journey. For more information, visit altron.com. Altron, there when it matters.